Hello, everybody, and welcome to the D-Rose Podcast. I'm your host, David Rosenthal, with a quick preview of the New York Giants at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This game is going to be played at Raymond James Stadium at 4:05 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Giants come in with a record of 4-4. It's a very ugly record of 4-4. They've had a couple of terrible losses, including ones to the Cowboys and the Falcons, where they blew 20-plus point leads, including 10-plus point leads in the fourth quarter, which is just bad. They have a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball. The defensive side of the ball is just awful. And somehow, some way, they are leading the NFC East at this point in time. Tampa Bay comes in off an impressive win on the road in Atlanta. The offense was able to play well. Jameis, I thought, had a good game. The defense, though, while at times it was pretty bad, they were able to hold their own and make a key stop in overtime in order to secure the victory. That's something I have not been able to say in a very long time. So you have to feel very good if you're a Bucs fan coming into this game. There's only one problem. Eli Manning's coming off a game where he went 30 of 41 for 350 yards and 6 touchdowns. 6 touchdowns. That's his first ever career 6-touchdown game, and he was fantastic. Now, he's got a ton of weapons on the offensive side, including a guy named Odell Beckham Jr. He's just a freak. If you've never seen his pregame warm-up videos, please go YouTube him. They're absolutely amazing. The one-handed catches he is able to pull off, it's just incredible. Other guys like Dwayne Harris and Larry Donnell and Shane Vereen, who are kind of glue guys, but have really been great for the Giants this year, and Eli Manning has really come to rely on them, as Beckham Jr.'s stats aren't that good. And while he is coming off a not-so-shabby 3-touchdown performance in the Superdome in New Orleans last weekend, the guy has not played up to standard this year, but the Giants have continued to roll all season on offense. I expect this to be an extremely high-scoring game, as neither defense can really do much as to stop any kind of passing attack from the opponent. I expect the Bucs team to continue to be fired up. I think they got a lot of confidence from their win on Sunday in Atlanta, and that's a big road win. A division opponent who's been extremely good throughout the years. I mean, last year was definitely a down year for them, but they still have great talent at all kind of skill positions. You're talking cornerback to defensive end to quarterback, running back, and receiver. I mean, top guys. And they were able to hang with them all day and really dominate. You know, they once again gave up a big lead, and I'm going to try not to dwell on that today, as I want to give them a lot of credit for the way they hung in there and won this football game, because at the end of the day, like I discussed last week, a win is a win is a win, and in the NFL, wins are very hard to come by, and anytime you can get one, you have to be very happy that you were able to pull it out. If we look to the Giants this week, I feel like we're going to see more of the same as far as the elite guys at some skill positions. You got Eli Manning, who's obviously an elite quarterback. I know he's thrown a lot of interceptions, and he may not be the guy that you hear of because, you know, he may not be the best fantasy quarterback, but the guy's solid. His stats have been great. He has 2 Super Bowl rings, and the bottom line is he gets the job done. Like I said, Odell Beckham Jr., guys like Larry Donnell and Shane Vereen are going to help Eli all day. I just don't see the Buccaneers being able to stop them, being as they can't stop a simple slant. I think Odell Beckham Jr. and Dwayne Harris are going to take full advantage of the slant play. You're going to see Reuben Randall going on a lot of outs. And I think Odell Beckham's going to get, like I said, a ton of slants, a ton of bubble screens. And I think that's the way to beat this Buccaneers defense. And I think that's what Atlanta did wrong last week. They weren't able to get Julio Jones out in space enough. And I think that's one of the reasons they weren't able to win the game. Giants will come in prepared. And believe me, everyone in that Giants locker room knows that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year, their defense has been able to give up career days to Kirk Cousins, Marcus Mariota, and Blake Bortles. Now, Bortles and Mariota, they're respectable guys. Kirk Cousins, like I've mentioned earlier, he is terrible. He is one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen. I think from a mechanic standpoint, from being able to go through his progressions, I think the guy's footwork, I just don't think he's good at all. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers should be absolutely embarrassed that he holds that record against them. And I'm not an RG3 fan either, but Kirk Cousins, man, he's just not very good. The Buccaneers got absolutely torched by him and all 3 of those guys. So I expect Eli and the rest of those receivers and skill positions guys to come in licking their chops on Sunday, as most teams have this year coming into Raymond James Stadium to face the Buccaneers. As for the Giants' rushing attack, well, it's pretty much non-existent. If I could describe the Giants' running game in one word, it'd be garbage. They can't score the ball on the ground. They cannot run the ball consistently on the ground. They can't pick up yards on first down, second down, or third down. And they really have not stuck with it. They've had Eli Manning consistently chuck the ball all over the yard every game, 40-plus times, and they've really thrown the run out the window. And for a Buccaneers team that struggles against the pass and is pretty good against the run, this is not something you want to hear going into the game. But you better believe, come kickoff at 4 p.m. on Sunday, if that run doesn't go so well in the first couple drives in the first quarter, you can guarantee Eli Manning is going to be slinging it all over this weak Buccaneers secondary. And that's very scary if you're a Buccaneers fan. That's not what you want to hear. However, there's a couple ways I think we can beat this Giants offense. I think I'll touch on some more once we get to the Buccaneers defense. But Eli Manning, as you know, he does throw interceptions, and he's turnover prone. And like we talked about last week with Matt Ryan, if we can put pressure on the quarterback and make him make bad decisions or careless errors, short throws, overthrows, we can force some turnovers, and that's the way we're going to beat this New York Giants team. We're going to have to create some opportunities for ourselves on the defensive side of the ball, and we're going to have to put pressure on Eli Manning. If we let him sit back and give him a clean pocket to work out of all afternoon, he will pick us apart, and it's not going to be a very pretty game for the Buccaneers defense. I expect them to do whatever they can. If it's double team consistently for Odell Beckham Jr., Reuben Randall and Dwayne Harris, the other two receivers I've mentioned, they're not nearly as dangerous as him. But I think you have to force them to beat you. And guys like I mentioned, Danelle and Vereen, make them beat you. Don't let Odell Beckham Jr. run for 150 and three touchdowns like last week, because it's just too easy for a guy with that kind of talent. So I think he's definitely the main focal point of this game. And I think if we can put pressure on the quarterback, like I said, we're going to have some success against Eli. If we move on now to the Buccaneers defense, let's just kind of go into and talk a few things here. One of the major things that I've seen this week is that we're going to have no Jock Smith. And when I talk about putting pressure on the quarterback, he's a huge part of how we're able to do this on this defensive unit. He's been by far the best defensive lineman we've had. And it's really going to hurt not having him coming off the edge. But that's why I think someone on this defense has to step up this week and really make an impact on the defensive side of the ball. And I believe it can happen, and I believe it will happen, but it'll be very interesting to see who that will be, as he's a huge loss for this Buccaneers defense. Another thing I want to mention about Eli and what the Buccaneers should look out for is he does a fantastic job, much like his older brother Peyton, of getting rid of the football quickly. And what this does for a quarterback is not only does it limit his hits that he takes, but it also limits the errors, because when you hold on to the football and you get pressured, you panic often, or you're flushed out and you have to make a throw across your body, or you know someone comes around the edge and strips the football from you. His unique ability to get the ball out quickly really does help him in this way, and I think it's something that the Buccaneers are going to have to be cognizant of when you're looking and you're dropping back, especially as a cornerback in coverage. You know it with a guy like Eli, it's going to be quick reads. And I'm talking three-step drop, boom. And if you're not ready, and if you're playing too far off the ball because you're worried about getting beat, they're just going to kill you with the inside slant or the quick pass over the middle. And this is exactly what's happened to the Buccaneers defense all year. And believe me, this Giants team has watched a lot of film and they know this. So I hope the Buccaneers can get up and press more and stop giving up so much easy yardage underneath, because Eli is just going to eat up that yardage and really pick you apart. There's no way to stop a guy who's that accurate in a three-step drop situation without your best pass rusher off the end. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster for this defense. This is going to be another huge challenge for this defense, and I think they're up to the task. I expect them to come out and play well. I mean, you can't expect to completely shut down this passing attack of the New York Giants. I think we will stuff the run, but Eli's going to get his yards, and they're going to score points. But if we can do a good job of limiting them and stopping them on third down, which in turn will keep their offense off the field and our offense on the field, we can control this game and give ourselves a really good chance to get our second win in about, 3 years in front of the home crowd. So I expect everyone will be fired up, and I think we got a good chance if we do the things that I've talked about, play a sound game and win the turnover battle. As for the Buccaneers offense, we're looking at another week with no Vincent Jackson, who's really a key part of this offense, obviously, not only for his great physical ability on the field, but he's a true leader, and he's a guy that everyone looks up to and is just a consummate pro. Losing him really hurts, but I'm expecting someone on this Bucs offense to step up. And I mentioned this last week, and I thought the offensive line really stepped up last week. I thought in particular Donovan Smith was fantastic in that game. He was not only great in the running game, where he was able to get out and provide Doug Martin some good lanes, but he also did a great job protecting Winston, and that's a big difference when your quarterback has confidence in his offensive line. And you look at the other guys on that line, when you're talking about Joe Haley, who's come in and filled in for Evan Smith brilliantly. I think Joe Haley's been one guy that no one's talking about, but the dude has come in, he's worked hard, and he's really done a good job in both facets of the game. This offensive line was one of the worst in the NFL last year, Ali Marpet, another guy, rookie, he did not have a good first couple games, but he's really improved and worked hard. And this whole unit has really become a strong line. And that's something that we take for granted now. And every week we're not saying, oh man, are we going to give Winston enough time? Are we going to be able to run the ball? This line has really taken that out of the equation and played extremely well, and they're not getting enough credit. I think they're going to once again have to play well, especially with Jason Pierre-Paul coming back or maybe not coming back. That's something we also have to monitor. As you know, he had the firework incident with his hand. He's a USF guy, so that's a big story locally. But he's another guy that an elite pass rusher in the league, and we're going to have to pay close attention to him when he's on the field, much like you would any other star defensive end. I think someone in this Buccaneers receiving core is going to have to play well, and I hope and I think, I really do think, Austin Seferian-Jenkins is going to give it a go this week, as he was practicing a little bit last week but just wasn't able to go on Sunday. I think he might go this week. I think this is really going to be important for this offense. I expect either him or Dye to really step up and have a big game, because you know all the attention is going to be focused on Mike Evans. I'd really like to see them continue to run the ball, but you know how to beat this Giants defense. If you watch the game film and you look at previous opponents and what they've been able to do, you got to throw the ball and you got to take shots down the field. I expect Dye to have a couple of long passes, and I think with his speed, he shouldn't have any problem getting open, and I think Jameis is going to really take some shots. That's the kind of guy he is, and I think it's going to be good overall for this Buccaneers offense to kind of open it up more. Without Vincent Jackson, we've been kind of limited, but I think Seferian-Jenkins may be the key to this game. If he's able to play and we have a strong kind of safety blanket, security blanket for Jameis Winston on Sunday, it's going to take a lot of the pressure off us on third downs. If we have a big guy like Seferian-Jenkins in the middle of the field against this weak secondary and linebacking core the Giants have, he can really take advantage and have a big day. And I think, lastly, this comes down to Jameis Winston, and if he's turnover-free, if he's able to play well and have a clean game and be a leader like he's done the last few weeks, there's no reason why we won't be in this game and have a great chance to win it. He's got to make good throws. He's got to take his time. He's got to get rid of the football on time, look off the safeties, go through his progressions, step up, be confident, make a good throw, but not take so many chances and realize that you don't have to get it all in one play. When he's taken chances this year, it hasn't resulted well, and he's been really good the past few weeks in limiting those opportunities. When it's not there, just throw it away or run for the as many yards as you can get and live to play another down. And that's really important for a young quarterback to learn. To finish up here, I just want to give you some things that I'm going to be looking for and you guys should be looking for as well on Sunday. I think the biggest thing I'm going to be looking for is, how are we going to stop Odell Beckham Jr., a guy with this much talent, can really run free against this secondary. It could be a really bad day, but I think there's going to be some game planning put in specifically for him, and in order to win this game, we're going to have to stop him. I'm interested to see what kind of game plan Lovie Smith, who is now the defensive play caller, but with Lovie and Leslie Frazier, the defensive coordinator, puts in to stop him in this game. I think basically someone's going to have to come up big, whether it's ASJ, Austin Seferian-Jenkins, or Dye, or some other guy is going to have to come up and have a big day, as Mike Evans is going to see much of the attention from their secondary. And it could even be a guy like Charles Sims or Doug Martin out of the backfield that has a big day and helps his team cruise to victory. Whoever wins the turnover battle on Sunday in Raymond James Stadium will come out as the winner. Both quarterbacks have thrown their fair share of interceptions this year. Both defenses are not very good. But the defense that plays better and is able to take the ball away from the other offense, there's a very good chance that we're sitting here after the game on Sunday, and whoever wins that turnover battle is going to be the team that won the game. I expect the Buccaneers to compete, and I think they got a great chance to win. It should be an exciting game. Thank you guys for listening. Go Bucks. RadioSaintPete.com.